Tantor Audio presents 1,000 Miles to Freedom, My Escape from North Korea, by Eunsoon Kim with Sebastian Folletti, translated by David Tien, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Everything recounted in this book is true. However, to protect the members of my family who still remain in North Korea, I am writing under a pseudonym, and other names and details have been changed. 1. December 1997. For nearly a week, I had been alone in our tiny, freezing apartment in Undok, the town in North Korea where I was born. Other than a coffee table and a wooden dresser, my parents had sold all of our furniture to buy food to fill our stomachs. Even the carpeting was gone, so I slept on the cement floor in a makeshift sleeping bag pulled together from old clothes. The walls were completely bare except for two framed side-by-side portraits of our eternal president, Kim Il-sung, and his successor, the dear leader, Kim Jong-il, staring down at me. Selling these portraits would have been considered sacrilege, punishable by death. Even though darkness was starting to fall on this late December afternoon, I could still just manage to read what I was writing. Once the sun went down, I would have no more light. Electricity no longer worked in the apartment, and besides, the light bulbs had been gone for quite some time already. There was no more heating, either, but I hardly felt the cold at all, because I was completely exhausted after several days.